Okay, let's check out this first clip and then I'm gonna give my commentary. Finally talking to a girl that has a great relationship with her father and is also amazing in bed. Oh, okay. Here's the thing. I would say a lot of modern women, despite their relationship with their father, are getting it in these days. Yeah, they going hard, no breaks. Partying, clubbing, one night stands, just the works. Maybe back in the day you could have judged by her relationship with her father, but these days it really don't matter. So you might as well hang that up. But I guess that's what this TikTok is saying. Let me know what y'all think in the comment section.
So you don't got no baby mamas and you work full time?
Yeah, what's the problem?
And wait, you said you will respect me and take care of our kids if we have some.
Why wouldn't I?
So you mean to tell me you're not trying to be out in these streets hustling and get killed or go to jail so that I can be up and down my timeline posting about how they took a real from me?
Why would I put you through some shit like, damn, you ain't gonna...
Well, yeah, at this point, after she has already dealt with those type of guys in those type of situations, you know, a nice guy's born. A safe guy's born. A guy who's not in the streets is born. There's no excitement in that. See, your mind get conditioned to a certain thing after a while, even if it's bad. And now not doing that bad thing would make you feel weird, not a place. You know, it's a sickness. You know, what's the cure? A lot of therapy. And sometimes that won't even help. But as a guy, one thing you should never do is sit around and try to figure something like that out. Psychologists can't even figure it out. So just keep it moving and pick a different type of a woman. My rule is I wouldn't date a chick whoever dated a street dude, period. If she even dated one, I can't do it. Standards will save you from a lot of bad things in life. And that's a standard you should have, fellas. And ladies, if I had to give you some advice, hey, settle down with the nice guys early. Or you could potentially be ruined for life.
You stupid. You stupid. Stop playing. Stop playing. Y'all ain't gonna listen. Y'all rather go ahead and date somebody trying to sell a 1.7 at the gas station and then cry after you get his head blowed off between the chip rack and nacho machine. Stop playing. Stop playing. Go get you a regular. Go get you a regular. They born, Drake, but they alive.
Yeah, or don't get you a regular. But don't complain about all the downsides that come with getting you a real one, a big stepper. Yeah, don't complain about when he gets smoked. Don't complain about when he locked. Don't complain about, you know, you're chilling, not having a poppy. No, don't complain. Just accept the consequences of the decisions you made. That's all I'm going to say.
Stay blank.
This is ridiculous. Okay. The fact that they had to make a special device, or whatever you want to call it, a special tool for women with nails that long to get their card out or to do anything. Do they have a tool for you to wipe your... Look, it's a sickness to get nails that long. The cure is, well, don't get nails that long. It's pretty simple. Or maybe I should say, stop trying to compete when it comes to who have the longest nails, the longest claws, shall I call them. Absolutely ridiculous. Should you judge a book by its cover? I guess not. But certain indicators, come on. Like, certain indicators you could kind of judge. It's safe to say that woman isn't very hardworking. Or is that too far?
Let's talk about inequality in dating. So I went out with some guy a little while ago, and my mom was like, how was the date? And I was like, it was good, blah, blah, blah. She was like, I sense hesitation or like a but. And I was like, well, you know, he's really good. And my mom was like, how was the date? Inequality in dating. You are.
It'll never happen.
So we're going to continue our adventures in dating as a single mom. Let's talk about inequality in dating. So I went out with some guy a little while ago, and my mom was like, how was the date? And I was like, it was good, blah, blah, blah. She was like, I sense hesitation or like a but. And I was like, well, you know, he's really accomplished and I have nothing to bring to the table. My mom's like, listen, don't sell yourself short. You have put your life on hold being a stay-at-home mom for so long. And this is where it gets interesting. I never really thought about it, but how many women choose to stay home? Generally speaking, when they have kids or they work part-time, they change their whole schedule.
Okay, before we even finish the video, the sickness is taking this dang long to get to the point. The cure is, before you start telling the story, can you just pick out the most important pieces of it and then consolidate it for the listener? For the listener's sake, please.